Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
No, loads of you out there absolutely love this feature and love local music. Promoting local bands is what it's all about. And John Gibbons, as always, is here. Morning, John.
Good morning.
And the Bad Habits as well. Morning to Paddy, Adam, Chris, Paul. You all right, lads? Okay, came back last June. Was it that long ago, boys? Yeah, June. Like come into the mics, you've forgotten already. Get into them. Yeah. I am going to start strapping these microphones to you, lads. Right, so your new single, your debut single, Tied Up.
Oh, yes.
We're going to play it very shortly indeed. It's out when? Today?
Today.
Yeah,
today.
Today. Today, yeah.
Is this quite a momentous moment for you, lads?
It's been a long time coming, hasn't it? Yeah.
How long from the moment that, you know, you conceived all?
We've been a band for about 2 years now, haven't we?
Yeah.
But, like, been like pushing towards the single and it's finally out, like, so just excited early, aren't we?
Yeah, long road. And how good is the single personally? How much attention and sort of detail did you put into it to make sure it was absolutely perfect for yourselves, Paul?
We made sure that it was like it was worth recording, so we took quite a while to get it all, the structure down. We had about 7 different versions.
It's one of them songs where, like, I think most of our songs, we like tend to like write the music first and then put the lyrics over, whereas I'll just like hum anything and practice, won't I, or whatever. Or I'll come up with a melody and then I'll lay that melody over with lyrics. But with this one, like, I sort of like spend time on my own just with the acoustic guitar, literally writing the lyrics first and then took the lyrics and the chords in, and then we all just sort of first time we've done that with a song, but I think it's worked.
The amount of detail that we put into it, we were pretty much like the Queen of 2016. We wanted to be like so precise and all
precise.
Is it like your first baby, do you think, about when your first single's released?
I think a little bit, yeah. It is a proud moment because it does take a little while to get there, but the lads have been really clever, I think, for young lads. I've known Paddy, we were just chatting outside since he was like 15, like writing songs and stuff. I actually got roped in to play something with them because I knew the producer, but they've just been very clever. They've took the time, and I think bands can rush stuff out sometimes because they want people to hear what they're doing. And I understand that. I understand why, because, you know, you're working hard and you like your stuff and you want to get it on SoundCloud or whatever. But I think the lads have been really clever because you say you were back on here in June. Like, we've done gigs together for a while, haven't we, in terms of when we're putting them on. Yeah. But you know, they've been smart in terms of waiting until they're happy with something to release and working on the song and things like that. So for young lads, they're very, very switched on. And I think, well, people are going to hear the single and the fruits of the labour. And it's very impressive. I had a blast around the house last night.
Really? and look, it is a compliment. You are only very young. So actually, there is that danger of trying to sort of run before you can walk, isn't there? Because, you know, you do, I would imagine, as a young band thing, come on, let's get it out as quick as possible.
But it's so easy as well, just to try get for compliments, you know what I mean? Because you can put something on and then all your mates go, oh, that's really good. Yeah. And then that feels nice, so you throw another one on and stuff. And it can be like, it's a hard decision to wait, and it's difficult, especially when people are going, oh, why haven't you released anything yet? You know, you were playing a gig a year ago type thing, you know what I mean? So they've been quite brave, really, and also patient with themselves to get it right. So good on them.
I think that was the biggest thing, really, because we took, like, those months away and we like evolved the set and we evolved our sound, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we're like completely different to what we were like 6 months ago.
Oh, yeah.
And we've like put that time and effort into making, like, finding out who we are as a band rather than just rushing and writing new songs dead quick, putting them out, and I think it helps.
Because there's bands who've like been together like a year, like you'll bring an album out, and I'm like, an album? Like, well, what are you going to do next year? Bring another album out? Yeah. And then, like, you're 21, you've brought 2 albums out, and no one knows who you are. You've sort of got to split up then, haven't you?
do you know
what I mean? Because, like, oh, yeah, well, I brought 2 albums out, and no one's bought anything. So, like, you know, so it is about taking your time. It's good.
What's the acid test for all of you? In other words, who would you play it to before you've released it that you sort of go, I would appreciate that opinion. So we'll start with you, Paddy. So who have you played it to in the past week?
I think our manager's quite honest.
Right.
So, like, I'd probably play it to him.
Right. So he'd say if he thought, oh, that's not like very good. Don't release it, would he? Yeah. Who's your manager?
Vezo.
He's been in. Remember from the Jacobins?
Oh, yeah. Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Excellent stuff. Well, that's good. You need a bit of honesty. Yeah. Adam? Oh, sorry. I've got you in the wrong order here. Sorry.
It's all right for me.
Chris?
Yeah, pretty much what Paddy said, really. We've only really shared it between, like you say, our manager, didn't you? And our engineer as well. Shout out to James Miller as well.
Yeah.
No, it was pretty much between him and Vezza that we just kind of shared it, really. And obviously between ourselves, obviously, when we're writing said material. Other than that, yeah, just those three.
Adam again. You know, do you play to your mum?
Yeah, defo.
Do you? What does your mum say?
The day.
You're brilliant.
The day it gets mastered, me dad goes, let's put it on the stereo in the living room. He just blasts it in front of the whole family. And he's like, me dad loves it, so.
Fair.
I don't trust his opinion, though, because he'll love anything that we put out.
And Paul, whose opinion do you trust the most?
I always show articles to my sister. She's brutally honest.
Right.
So if it's terrible, she will tell me.
Yeah, brothers and sisters are like that, aren't they? Because basically, if it's rubbish, they'd love to stick it in you.
When she says it's good as well, you're like, I know that's good.
Steve Hothersall's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
And today, the bad habits are our guests. So, Paddy, Chris, Adam and Paul. And Tied Up is the brand new single. So, tell us a little bit about how the single was conceived.
Like we mentioned before, like, it was just one of them. Like, I sort of took a sit back away from the practice room, wrote the lyrics, just simple guitar chords, and then sort of took it into the lads and was like, lads, what do you think of this? Yeah, verses weren't too keen, was you, isn't it?
I don't know.
Which normally tends to happen, by the way, but like, gradually started to like build up, adding all our different parts, and we were like, yeah, we're onto something here, like, this sounds quite cool.
Yeah.
And then that's sort of what would happen.
And you all pretty much love it now, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So obviously, it's the first time it's been played on the radio. Love some feedback.
Yeah.
And obviously, you've got a tour coming up, a UK tour as well. So this will be part of the tour. You're looking forward to showcasing this on live arena as well.
It's a good live act.
Yeah. Right, okay. Right, let's have a listen to it. The Bad Habits, Tied Up.
You're tied up, I'm uptight. I ask if everything's all right.
Take your time, don't want you to cry. Excellent.
Yes, the lids.
Hats off to you boys. Absolutely rocking. Brilliant. Love that. Sounds brilliant. I would imagine, I mean, obviously we're in the radio station, but I would imagine if you're listening on your radio in the car, so that brilliant. If you're not tapping along to that, something wrong with you.
It was a good driving tune. About people are enjoying the way a little bit more than they normally do this morning.
Yeah. My good mate John, who loves this feature, has just texted and he said, yep, that is a brilliant track. Lots of thumbs up.
Oh, class.
No, it does sound absolutely superb. And all the hard work and all the effort sort of come into fruition. You can almost, like, a little bit of a sigh of relief, isn't it? At that moment in time. And I bet live as well, as you were saying. Yeah. I bet that really kicks off.
Especially that guitar solo.
Oh. Boy, Adam.
So, Adam, have you got plans for that, for the live tour?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do a stage dive and everything.
Adam's time. Adam's minute. Out of the way, everyone. You work with loads of bands, don't you, John? You hear something like that. Is that sort of impressive?
It's just dead exciting. It's dead exciting for me just hearing it because, as I say, I've known Paddy for years. I've put the lads on a couple of times now, and it's just dead exciting for me to hear how far they've come. And just as someone who just champions Liverpool music generally, it's just great. And I'm sure they're going to do really well. So support the single. It's out today. Go and buy it and stuff because, like, that's the only reason that people can keep going and keep making more stuff. So get out there on iTunes and all that and buy it, or Spotify or whatever, and make sure you're streaming it. And then go and see them live and get stuck in.
Thankfully, your sister, Paul, was very honest. Yeah. she had no choice there. That's what it's about. Right, so your tour, the UK tour for the Bad Habits, Sheffield, West Street. Like, why have you chosen? I always wonder this when I look at bands and I see where they're going. So you've gone Sheffield, Preston, Liverpool, Glasgow, London, Leeds. Is there any sort of reason behind either the venues, the cities, or the order?
Obviously, the order's a bit mad. It's like a bit spaced out, the tour. But like, you've got a few family in Glasgow, haven't you?
Yeah, so. I've always wanted to play Glasgow. Yeah. Just because my dad's from Glasgow.
It's a personal thing for you, Paul.
I've got loads of family down there.
It's a great musical city as well, isn't it? Like, people will go and watch bands in Glasgow. So
definitely. So I was like, we're playing Glasgow. Very forceful about
it. So why Sheffield? Why are you kicking off in Sheffield?
I think Sheffield's music scene's spot on. Like, I think since the Art of Monkeys, like, that's why people talk about Sheffield and sort of stuff like that. But I know quite a few good bands from Sheffield, so I'm looking forward to, like,
I think, like, the northern cities as well. They all like to go out and see live music as well. As the only other one is London, isn't it? And everyone knows that London's got quite a good scene as well. So. Yeah.
Would you give advice on sort of how you organise a tour? How do you get that round your head? How does it work?
I mean, it helps if you've got a good manager, which these boys have got, you know, and kind of contacts in places, you know what I mean? Just ask people, you know. I've done it with lads like Timo from the T Streets. I've said to people, where have you played? Where's good? And where will you go where people will come and watch you, don't know you? And I think that's a really big thing, because you can drive halfway around the country and no one's there, and you think, well, what's the point? You can say, oh yeah, well, we got a gig in Leicester, you know, it sounds good, but if no one comes, then what's the point, really? So it's fine. And I was just asking people in the city, you know, who were maybe a bit ahead of you in terms of their developments, like I've done with Timo, and just say, where do people go? Like, somewhere like Telford's in Chester's great, from a personal point of view, because people will go there. It's always free before 9, so people will go for a drink and go in, and then they'll like go in and watch the bands and stuff, and it's all like an open space. So if a band sound good, they'll go in, and that's what you want, really. You want to play to new people. That's the whole point of getting out there. So it's just asking advice from people who've done it before on places where, and they might not be like almost the most likely places, you know what I mean? It might not always be like the necessarily the big cities. You know, somewhere like Preston's really good to go and play, because if there's a band from Liverpool who are doing well, like, people will go and watch it.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.